everybody. Welcome to Pizza Rainbow episode 14, the vault episode. We actually recorded this one way back in November, probably one of the like very first podcasts that we ever recorded together. And we've just been so busy with like Valentine's Day plans and like secret admirers and getting gifts of flowers and chocolate that we just didn't have time to record a new episode this week. So yeah, also in the news, we have a new Facebook page. Go over on Pizza Rainbow and like us right now. So Jim Paulson, yeah. What are some of the things that you've been super into this week? What shows have you been watching? What books have you been reading? What movies have you been
screening? I'm still really into Culver's.
Culver's?
Burgers.
Oh, really?
I've had a real problem with Culver's lately.
For everybody who's listening, Jen is eating a piece of string cheese.
That's why it sounds so weird.
Yeah.
Why are you under the bed?
Birdie.
Sorry.
Birdie has joined us for this podcast. Birdie is Jen's dog, and I love her. Is she throwing up?
No, she's just got a bone under your bed.
Oh, okay.
An antler.
That's okay. You'd have to clean it up, so I don't care.
She's thrown up in this room before.
When I've been in here?
A bunch of times when I was doing a dude.
Oh, okay.
I was having sex with a guy for the first time. Yeah.
Go on.
we're in bed, and then all of a sudden, like, I see this dog face, like, pop over his shoulder. I'm like, oh, God. He's kind of a short guy. But,
oh, God. Don't choke on your string cheese.
No, that'd be the worst way to go. I love string cheese. And then, eventually, like, a couple minutes later, she just started vomiting everywhere.
Like on the guy or on the carpet?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God, no, I wish. No. But just in like on the floor. She got really sick. Maybe she got nervous. I don't know. This is Christmas Day. Christmas Day. I'm like naked in this room, like cleaning up dog barf. Look, hey, I'm sexy.
It's like the haunted ghost of this room. I can't go to sleep now. Thank you.
Seriously?
No,
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
It's fine.
It's my embarrassment, not yours. You're fine.
Yeah, Birdie might have been throwing up because somebody was porking his mom.
She's a girl.
That's true. I always forget that it's a girl. I don't know.
She is a girl. Birdie.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not mad. Dogs are boys and cats are girls. Usually people think that.
That's usually, yeah, that's how it is.
But sometimes they're a girl. Dogs. They're called bitches.
Really?
Algebra is a girl.
I feel like a whole world
both
is
girls.
Opened up for me.
A
is algebra a boy
world,
or a girl?
A girl.
Okay. So you have two girls.
You won't... Okay, remember this and you'll never forget again.
Okay.
Bra.
Algebra. Got it. Yeah. Algebra.
Algebra.
Put on your bra. Algebra. How's it going there, Birdie? We're like committing all the cardinal sins of a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she shouldn't be in here. I'm afraid she's going to start chewing those little guys out of your blanket.
Look at us. Like, what?
She might. I can't tell if she's getting comfortable. Maybe she'll just get comfortable.
I think she's going to get comfortable.
Okay. Because I don't want her to chew on those. She used to have this blanket, and she used to... What's beside your... Is that a thing of brie?
It's a box of brie. I'm going to make it into something.
Okay, like it's an empty box of brie.
Yeah, empty. It doesn't have brie in it anymore.
Dog, lay down.
I'm going to try to be crafty.
They're super cute. I want to see you cuddled up in Amber's bed.
She is pretty cute when she's like that. See, I called her she. I'm learning.
Good job.
Birdie, lay down.
Listen lay down. To your new mom.
Lay down, Birdie.
We can still... Oh, we can have a conversation on our podcasting and stuff.
Amber and Jen's podcast is so interesting. They talk about their dog.
Amber and our dog.
They talk about Jen's dog.
It happened.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Our dog.
It's your dog.
Now she's just her own dog. She's going to curl up in your bed.
Maybe we should start this over
No,
again.
Look, you got to... No, this is fun.
Oh, my God. She's like pulling back the cover.
No, she's like, Amber, go to bed.
What is she doing?
She's making herself comfortable. Or she's burying a bone in your bed. Birdie. You're messing up my bed. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
There we go.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Thanks for messing up my bed, Birdie.
She's like, you're going to sleep in it anyway. But first I will.
Just warm it up for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Birdie.
Cutie. I gave her a shot today and I fed her a pill. Pretty proud.
Good. That's amazing.
I got it on. I got that big, like, I have to give her these big giant pills, not these little pills.
Right.
Like, I'm used to giving her, but I finally figured out a way to get it, like, on the first try.
That's good. Awesome. That can be traumatic.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Mostly for me.
Yes. That's what I mean, is that it can be traumatic to try to do that.
Giving her a shot isn't that big of a deal, but this is, like, the biggest shot I've had to give her. Like, aww. It's a full CC.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, God, that's a lot. I'm like, how much is, like, I don't know. It's fine, though. Now she moves on to the next level of serum in her, they're desensitizing her to the things she's allergic to.
Oh, okay.
To.
I gotcha.
So they're going to move on to the second serum.
Dog ownership. It's full of responsibility.
Yeah, don't you want a dog?
Kind of, but not like that.
Not a sick dog like your dog.
Or like a dog that can just take care of itself. And like a cat. I would like a cat. And like a dog cat.
I love my dog, but I kind of miss just the days when I had a cat.
Yeah. Cats are great. I never thought I would love cats, but I do.
They're good.
No, I'm a cat person.
You are a cat person.
I am. I never thought I would be. And then Pooks came into my life and changed everything. Little bratty cat. But anyway, she's dead now, so let's move on.
God.
Just like my grandma.
my dead grandma's, like, not my living grandma. Sorry. Nah. Yeah. Amber was like, hey, I gotta go dig a hole. Can you help me? Like, nope. Can I at least use your car? Nope.
Oh, some days I wish, but that's all right. Nope. So this week I have been watching a lot of Gilmore Girls because it's comforting and it's delightful and yes. I love it. But those seasons, man, they take forever.
Really?
Yes. It's like 25 episodes per season. So, like, even when you feel like you're making progress, like, you're not making progress.
They're really slow moving, too.
They're really slow moving. But the other joy that has happened to my life is I found season one, season two, and the fourth season of Felicity at thrift stores. So I bought them, and they are now mine. And so now I can watch them at my leisure anytime I want to.
Felicity is not on Netflix or anything?
I don't know. It might be. Oh. But I'd rather just have it with me all the time. So okay. If I have slumber parties, I can be like, hey, guys, guess what? We're going to see what I used to be like when I was 19.
That's what you were like? Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. My friend Erica and I have bonded on the fact that we each have our inner Felicity. She looks like Felicity. Like, her and Carrie Russell are, like, spitting images of each other. Okay. And a lot of their mannerisms and the way that they talk, like... I used to tell Erica, I'm like, if I ever miss you, all I really need to do is just, like, turn on Felicity or something with Carrie Russell in it. Because it's just like Erica. But, yeah, like, Felicity's, like, angstiness and, like, earnestness was definitely, like, my, like, teenage world.
Okay.
And still, I still identify with Felicity a lot, but maybe just not on the outside.
I've never seen it. Maybe I've seen an episode here and there.
We'll have to have a slumber party. Because it's best watched as a slumber party.
Really? Why?
It's just, it's a girl show. No, it's not.
I went on a date with a guy that was watching Felicity.
I love it. I just think, because it's J.J. Abrams, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's just good. It's a good show. Like, it just, I think it's one of those shows that, like, really captured what it was like to be at that age, to, like, be in college and interpersonal relationships. And I remember it came out. Felicity went to college, like, what would have been my sophomore year of college. So then I think, like, for my generation, it was, like, one of those things of, like, my life matches this show.
Okay.
But, yeah, and J.J. Abrams, he's just so witty. And there's, like, it's kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer where there's, like, select special episodes. Like, there's one that's, like, a total, like, film noir one, kind of like a Hitchcock episode. It's really cool. And then my favorite episode of the whole entire series is the last episode where something happens and modern day Carrie actually travels back in time to like the beginning of the fourth season. And she knows that she's not supposed to be there. So it's kind of like a time travel thing. And I won't tell more about it because I don't want to give it away because it's so brilliantly like written and directed and played, and like some of my favorite like comedic moments of the entire series are in that episode. And it's one of those shows that like is just so good, you know? Like, I don't know. It was definitely formative for my life. Yeah. And now it's mine.
One of my favorite J.J. Abrams shows is Alias, but it does not hold up.
It's interesting because Alias is Jennifer Garner was a guest star in Felicity.
Well, yeah, and then she was married to the guy that was on
Scott Foley. Yeah. Yep, and that was her catalyst into Alias. Yeah, like it doesn't, there's no connection between the two shows, but that's when J.J. Abrams was like, oh, you. So,
I love that show.
Yeah, and then she met Scott Foley and they got married and then they got divorced. And
now she's married to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, but winning. She dated Michael Varhan or whatever his name is, who was also an Alias.
Oh, yep, they did. Yep.
And he was in Never Been Kissed. He was the hot teacher.
What fucking happened to that guy?
I don't know. I thought he was still acting. Liked him. He was delish. And in Never Been Kissed, like, he's so adorable. He reminds me of this guy Brian Sticker I used to have a huge crush on. And still do.
He was in that Monster in Law movie.
Yeah, he was.
I kind of like that movie.
I did too.
I liked Jane Fonda.
I like Jane Fonda, yeah. And you know, I don't think Jennifer Lopez is a bad actress.
No, I don't. I have no beef with her.
No. Well, and she started out as an actress. I think it's really easy to forget that. Like, she was in that movie The Cell, which is...
I loved that movie.
Oh my God, that movie is fucking scary.
Out of Sight? That's a good movie.
Out of Sight is good too.
She's a fly girl.
Yep. She used, yeah, I remember it when she was a fly girl. I used to be obsessed with the fly girls. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be my career path.
That's amazing.
And then I tried to memorize their dance routines.
I think that awful. She seems like super likable. And I know people are like, meh, Jennifer Lopez. And I'm like, she's awesome. Shut up.
I like her. I dig her.
I do. Mm-hmm. As well.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad we agree on that.
Oh, thank God. I'd have to ask you to leave. For the 100th time today. Ding, 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 ding. Hooray. You just told Amber to move for the 100th time today. You get an award. It's called pizza.
Who do you hate, though? Like, what's a gal pal celebrity that you hate? Or loathe? Thoroughly just like, mine is Anne Hathaway.
I don't understand it, but I also sometimes get it, but I don't understand the Anne Hathaway hate.
Do you want me to explain it to you? Is that an open door for the explanation?
Yeah, because then I can maybe find out who I hate.
Okay. So, for the people who don't understand, because was it a couple years ago that it was like J-Law versus Anne Hathaway? There was that big thing. Like, it was an Oscar thing, I think, where people were like, Anne Hathaway sucks, Jennifer Lawrence is awesome. My thing with that is... Again, I'm going to talk about a celebrity like I'm like they're a person that I personally know. But Anne Hathaway to me, I feel like she just tries too hard. And not like an earnest tries too hard, like I think that she's one of those people that thinks that she's really funny and she's just not. Or like she has one of those like you know those people who are like too smart for their own good and they think they're hilarious and you're like, "Don't like you're good at this thing, so just be good at that thing. Yeah. Like stop trying to be like a comedian." She's like one of those people to me. And I think she just seems really, inauthentic in her interviews and in her like in her real life, like as an actress, like in movies and stuff, like she's incredibly likable. So that's what I think is really interesting. Like in Rachel Getting Married and, that one with Jake Gyllenhaal that she was in, where she's, like, terminally ill or whatever.
That's, like, that Love and Other Drugs one?
Yes.
Where she's,
yeah.
like, I was going...
She was fantastic in that one. You know what I mean? Like, I really respect her as an actress. And even Les Mis that I could not watch all the way through because I effing hate musicals, and especially that one in particular. Like, even in that, like, she's incredible. She has a lot of talent. But I think that, like, when she tries to be, like, Anne Hathaway the star, I think she just comes off as being... preening and a little bit pompous and tries to be funny and just comes off like really inauthentic.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas I think Jennifer Lawrence on the opposite spectrum, she just can't not be herself. Even when, like, it gets her into trouble, even when, like, she does stupid, awkward, clumsy stuff, like, that's part of her adorableness and charm because, like, she's, even if she isn't, and I know there's people who think that she, like, is doing those things on purpose, but even if she isn't, like, it still comes off as, like, oh, J-Law, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, she can't help but be likable.
Yeah. I had somebody unfollow me on Twitter after I said something mean about Anne Hathaway, which I thought was kind of hilarious, but... Because they had tweeted something about, like, I don't, it was so weird because it was so, like, a Twitter fight at one point of, like, Anne Hathaway versus J-Law, and I was solidly in the Jennifer Lawrence camp, and I had, like, made a joke about Anne Hathaway or something, and this person, like, unfollowed me, like, right away.
Oh,
and
my gosh, that's funny.
If you don't like my tweets because of that, then fair enough. You don't need to
follow.
You're
not going to like any of my tweets. No, you are
not. So, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, she's not my fave.
Who do I hate? I'm sure I hate someone.
You have to. I know we've talked about this, but I can't think of
somebody. Well, yeah, I can't like them all. Mm-mm.
Just kidding. What about Gwyneth Paltrow?
Well, no one likes her.
I kind of like her.
I just find her to be irritating right now.
I think she gets a bad rap. And I sympathize with her sometimes because I think we share something in common where we say things not realizing how they sound to other people. And then we feel horrible about it, but then, yeah.
Yeah, then what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of her quotes are incredibly pretentious. I will totally say that. But I think, I don't know. But she, like, has self-awareness about it, too. Like, when she was in Contagion, she's like, great, why don't I take... She even, like, said, she's like, why don't I take on a movie role that makes people hate me even more? You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of funny.
You're like, yeah, let's do this. Let's make the entire world sick.
Yeah.
You succeeded, Gwyneth, yeah. In real life. Consciously incompetent.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Although, not that... Of course, we don't need to preface this because obviously we don't know any of these people. But it was not a surprise to me when they split up because they did not seem together for years.
I never really saw the thing between them. I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. Like, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow made sense to me.
Yeah.
Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, like, it just didn't seem to make sense to me.
It made sense to me just because, you know, he's a British... You know,
but he's so like in his interviews when Coldplay first came out and even like since then, like he's a very like witty, laid back, kind of self-deprecating guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like it and maybe Gwyneth is like, well, I guess I've seen shades of that in her interviews, too. Like I just mentioned, like her Contagion thing. But it just kind of seemed like. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
We'll never really know.
I always feel like when it comes to that stuff, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, when she was doing Dukes of Hazzard, and there were all those rumors that she was cheating on him and that they're going to get a divorce. And it was like, no, that's never going to happen because they had that newlywed show or whatever. And then it did actually happen. And I feel like whenever there's like a bunch of stories in the tabloids about impending doom and divorce or whatever, like... Even though you can't believe everything that you read, like, if it's constant, yeah. I feel like there's, like, I'm sorry. Beyonce and Jay-Z, I feel like there was or there still is some trouble in paradise there. I almost feel like they were trying a little bit too hard at the VMAs to, like, prove to everybody.
Oh, that, yeah, and then on that special they did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, like, their Instagrams and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Her Instagram bugs me. And I know I'm, like, professing sacrilege against the Lord. Beyonce, but
watch out the Bajan. Do you see that Bajancy? Like, yeah. You're screwed, Amber.
That's so good. I know they're coming to get me. But I don't know, like with celebrities and stuff, I'm like, of course you have like amazing pictures because you're hiring somebody to take photos of your every moment. So of course they're great. Whereas like us regular folk have to take like pictures of our roommates' cats.
I take some damn good selfies.
You do take some damn good selfies.
I like, that's like the only time I feel like I look good. I won't let other people take my picture anymore.
Really?
I'll be like...
That's true. You did have to monitor my pictures.
Be like, I'm sorry.
Just... take a different one. Don't post that one.
I just take better pictures of myself because...
That's okay. My friend Kara is strident about the pictures that I post about her, too.
That's why there's... I mean, that's why selfies are a thing.
Yeah.
It's like total control.
See, and I just don't feel... I feel the opposite. I don't feel like I take a good selfie, but I feel like if Kara's taking a picture of me, it's usually pretty good. Like, my favorite pictures of me are with Kara when she's been taking them.
Nice.
Yeah. But otherwise... Yeah. I don't know. That's my diffuser.
I know. I keep thinking it's my dog licking her paws.
It's not.
Because she's allergic to everything.
Yeah.
She's allergic to you. Technically, she is allergic to you because she's allergic to
I think
to
you
humans.
Just said that to hurt my feelings, though.
No, but she's allergic to human dander.
I know she is. You have to say it about me.
Well, I mean, she's allergic to human dander and you have dander.
So I don't want to talk about my dander on the podcast.
It's not dandruff.
I know.
Please don't talk about my dander.
I just feel like it's not something I want to talk about.
No, you don't. I get it.
Yeah, so anyways. So we don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I'll have to think about who I don't like and just have like
I'm
a whole...
I'm surprised that it's not like just like coming off your...
I don't, because I think I'm just like, you're people...
I think you just love everybody. And you're just like so accepting and...
Yeah, I'm like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Everybody. You do love Taylor Swift. Don't mess with Taylor Swift.
I'm always surprised when I win stuff.
People haven't talked about the Taylor Swift surprise fake surprise face in a while. Well, the faux surprise face.
It's fucking coming because this record's going to be...
It's good.
Huge. Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Jason Derulo is that he fully admits to his Taylor Swift love. And... John Hunt, another friend of mine, just wrote a really awesome article about how Taylor Swift is basically like the Beatles. And I totally agree. Like, this album, this new one of hers, is pretty damn good. And, yeah. Like, they're just fun songs to listen to.
Yeah, no one ever said that she wasn't a good songwriter. I mean, Granted, at this point in her career, she's got a lot of help.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've always loved her.
Yeah.
And the nice thing for Taylor Swift is that she can always go back to country music, too.
Yep, I have heard you say that before. I was just going to say that. I have not, I will admit, I haven't listened to the New York song in depth. It got a huge backlash this past week about, like, the triteness of its lyrics or whatever. But
it's a fucking pop song. Shut up, Grandma.
I mean, it's one of the, like, there was... Again, it's the crabby hipster legion of, like, that's not what real New York is. And it's like, it is to her. It is to me. Like, my trip to New York was idyllic. Like, everything about New York was amazing. And, like, I think it's one of those things where, like, if you're not talking about what a struggle New York can be, then, like, you're not writing an authentic story about New York. But, like, who gives a shit?
If you're not writing about how it smells like garbage.
And people are going to rob you. Then you don't have New York cred.
Well, guess what? Taylor Swift's not getting robbed.
I know.
She's got money, like, and she's going to do whatever she wants to do in New York.
But that was a complaint with this one article about, like, how she just bought a $20 million loft in New York. So, of course, like, her impressions of New York are going to be... I don't know. There was a slew of these articles this week, we'll just say, of just, like, it is true. It's crabby hipsters complaining about how people are not having the same exact experiences that they are having. And that if they're not having those same experiences, that they're shallow or they're not deep enough or they're not being genuine. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it doesn't have to be like that at all.
Everybody,
like,
has a different version of their life and what it means to them.
And, like, you can be just a deep person. You can have a ton of depth and still have, like, a great experience at a Hard Rock Cafe or in one of the biggest cities in America.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can still enjoy it and still be a cool person. It does actually... There is a place in the universe for you.
I'm sure everyone's just jealous. I mean, she's got kind of a cool life.
She does have a cool life. It's true.
Kind of.
I don't know. I feel like we talk about Taylor Swift on this podcast a lot. First with her and Katy Perry, and now her and Crabby Hipsters.
She's been around.
She's been around forever.
But, I mean, she's been, like, in the forefront of, like, entertainment reporting right now.
Yeah. Yeah. She's adorable.
And it took forever for that record to come out.
It did.
And it's still not on Rhapsody.
It's still on a Rhapsody. Mm. They've been playing it on Kiss FM like all week long.
The whole record?
Yeah, they do like when I had my rental car and it had satellite radio on Kiss FM, they had like Taylor Swift took over as the DJ. And like Kiss FM does like these pre-recordings or whatever and then just play them all week on satellite radio. At least that's what it seemed like. And then like they would debut a new song of hers like every hour on the hour or something like that.
Nice.
I am not reporting this occasion accurately because I don't care. But literally like I heard like 7 of Taylor Swift's new songs on Kiss FM. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember like one morning, like I heard half of New York on my way to this location and then like later that day, like all these like crabby articles about it came out. So, yeah,
it's tough being a
everybody laugh Taylor
crabby writing person.
I will say that's like the number one way to incur the wrath of Jen Paulson is insult Taylor Swift on Twitter.
Yeah, it upsets me. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to be like say something like really mean.
See, and I think it's one of those things too where
just because like that just like I want to punch Taylor Swift in the face like. No, you don't.
Or push her downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. No, you don't want to do any of that.
Maybe Taylor Swift is like Anne Hathaway to a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But I also think that maybe, I think Jason has brought this up too, where it's like, maybe Taylor Swift is the Hard Rock Cafe.
Well, and I think
where like it's cool to hate on her, not because like objection, like, in an objectionable manner, but just because, like, I'm cool, she's not. So, or I'm cool and she doesn't fit into, like, my microcosm of what I perceive to be cool. So, therefore, it's cool to, like, diss on Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah. And I think it's very, very common thing over the course of time, since E's been around, at least. It's people like to hate on, you know, celebrities or famous people that seem, like, kind of gushy and oh, shucks and nice
and
people.
Earnest. Yep. Yeah.
Just like, oh, these people, they're trying to be so nice, and they're so not
nice. Maybe they are just really nice people.
Well, that's really hard for people to believe.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand for people to think that.
I think it's easier to feel comfortable with your life and not have a $20 million loft if you can convince yourself that this person is a sucky person.
Yeah.
And that, like, they don't actually deserve the things that they have. I think that makes it a lot easier for some people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like Gwyneth Paltrow. We want to believe that she's a shitty person because nobody that pretty and that talented should be that pretty and that talented.
Yeah, and then, yeah, anyone who won't let their kids have carbs.
That's true.
Her kids can't have carbs.
Carbs.
Maybe she won't let them play cards either.
Maybe not.
Put down mommy's tarot cards. Those are dangerous. They're not gluten-free.
I like how you enunciated gluten.
Gluten-free. Apple and Moses, sir, you can't have carbs. Would you like a carrot with? Carrots have quite a few carbs for a vegetable. No carrots.
You're like faux Irish accent right now.
No carrots.
You can't have any carrots.
You can't have any carrots.
Apple and Moses, no carrots for you.
No.
Too many potatoes in Ireland.
Too many carbs.
No. It's hard to distinguish an Irish and a like Swedish chef accent. You can't have any carbs in Ireland. Jerk, jerk.
I mean, there's lots of carbs in Ireland. Not for all the carbs in Ireland. A new line. Oh. I wouldn't give it up for all the carbs in Ireland.
Oh my God. My roommate Adam were here right now. He would take us through the whole history of the potato famine and why it wasn't really the potato famine that other people think in terms of a famine.
Oh yeah, because I just walk out. Be like, that's nice. Later. I would rather eat potatoes than hear about this.
My favorite thing ever, which means that it's my least favorite thing ever, is when somebody's like, do you know why this is? And you're like, yeah. And then they keep going on to explain it to you, even though you're like, yeah, I know already. Like when it's like a piece of history or like a music fact or whatever, they're like, well, do you know why they did this? And you're like, yeah, I do. Oh, well, it's like, shut up. I know why.
Yeah, there's a reason you're not continuing the conversation.
Right. Or, like, when somebody's like, remember when? And I'm like, yes. And then they tell the story again. It's like, I remember it. I don't need you to tell me again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I get cranky.
Hey, you want to talk about that time we had fun? Again.
Let's talk about it and maybe please. We can squeeze more fun out of it.
Please.
I can't make fun of that. I just did that.
Can jump from the... She's going to jump. Your bed's really high up.
Jen, focus on the podcast.
I can't. There's a dog in here.
A pretty cute dog.
Stop fucking so I watched around.
One of the best movies ever that I've ever watched in my entire life.
Yes?
One of the best. Yeah.
Nice.
It was called Short Term 12. And I think I told you about it.
Yeah.
I think I came downstairs and like my eyes were all swollen from crying.
But yeah.
It's so good. It's such a good movie. It's amazing. It has Brie Larson in it. It's about this girl who works at a short-term, like, foster home. But not like a foster home. It's like a children's home or whatever.
Okay.
And it reminded me a lot of my stint of working at a maximum security juvenile delinquent facility. Except these kids weren't criminals. But yeah, it was really good. It was so, so good. So anybody who's out there who's looking for a really good movie, please watch this movie. It's so good.
Nice. I'm going to watch it.
It's awesome. You should. I think you'd really love it.
I'm sure I would.
And then I also watched The Awakening because it was Halloween this week and I wanted to watch a really scary movie.
Okay.
But I didn't want to watch like something gory. I wanted like a psychological historical thriller. Like The Others is one of my favorites because it's so creepy.
Yeah.
But also like I like historical stuff. This one was interesting because I feel like it's like the stories I would write in high school were like I would like set up the entire plot and then in the middle of the movie I'd be like, no, but wait, I have a better idea. Try to like make it fit into a brand new plot. Like it just like completely like changes like towards the end of the movie and it does it in a way that like doesn't really make sense. Like you're like, this doesn't actually like wrap up.
You're like, what? Why did I want that to happen?
Yeah. I mean, but in it, like in the like the resolution or the climax of the movie, it's actually like really interesting. But like it's not, I think it was kind of trying to be like The Sixth Sense. This whole time it's been like this. But they didn't set it up well enough that it more felt like, oh, you just like changed your mind in the middle of the movie. It was oh, this is very convenient.
Oh yeah, that's like when basically they're like, oh, it was just a dream.
Yes.
Own that shit. Come on.
In this case, it was, oh, I suddenly got my repressed memory back about this really awful thing that happened when I was a child. And, like, there was no illusions in any of the beginning of the story that, like, that would even be the case. Like, that's why it was weird. Yeah. So, and then they would try to do, like, flashbacks to, like, different parts of the movie to, like, try to make it come together like they did in Sixth Sense. But it was just like, no. It was, no, no.
You can't do Sixth Sense again.
No. Yeah.
You
no.
just can't.
Mm-mm. No. So, that was disappointing. And then I didn't watch the end of the movie because I knew it would be, like, cheesy and stupid, so.
Yeah, you're like, forget it.
Forget it.
What if it was great? What if they just, no.
Never mind. You know, it started out really promising, though. Like, it was just, like, creepy enough that you're like, okay, this is going to be cool. And it was scary in a way that, like, it was, like, appropriate for, like, Halloween, but it wasn't so scary that I was going to have nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do. Like, I am a 35-year-old woman, and I cannot watch scary movies because I will have nightmares and my imagination will go into overdrive.
Oh, yeah. I won't watch scary movies during, like, after it's dark out.
No. I can't even watch them during the day, and I get freaked out. Yeah. I mean, my imagination is enough to scare me on its own.
Yeah.
Like, I'll come up with scenarios. I'd be like, wouldn't it be scary if this? And then I'll be like, oh my God, I'm terrified.
Oh, wait, now this is the thing I'm scared of.
Right. I know. That I just manifested with my brain.
Yeah.
All on its own. No help from any outside forces.
No. Just, you did that.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad that Halloween's over, though.
I'm not. Bring on Christmas, yo.
Oh, I love Halloween so much.
I don't really care. I'm sorry that you're bummed that Halloween is over.
I'll get over it.
I'm ready to put my Christmas tree up and
really,
yeah, listen to Christmas music. And
I will like once I get like I have to. I'm one of those people where I want everybody to give me their Christmas list, and I want to know exactly what my plans are for Christmas and Thanksgiving, And once I get all those things settled, then I, like, feel like I can actually, like, get into the spirit.
Okay.
But if I'm feeling stressed about, like, what I'm going to get for this person and, you know, going shopping or figuring out, like, how am I going to get home? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Then I can't. I don't know. I had so many, like, I was so poor in my 20s that I still have, like, residual, like, panic and anxiety about, like, not being able to buy my family Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Or, like, not being able to afford, like, the gas ride home.
Oh, okay.
So, like, once I, like, feel like, okay, all of that is settled, then I can actually, like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I so rarely buy my family presents that it doesn't worry me.
I think it's, our family is changing a little bit.
Well, I guess, I don't know how it was for you growing up, but, like, we never were like, oh, you need to get a present. We're going to need a present that you're going to give to someone, you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Whereas if I did have friends that are like, oh, you know, we get presents. Like, we picked out these presents and bought these presents. Like,
yeah,
not for me. It wasn't really like that.
We are very organized with our presents. Like, we have Amazon wish lists. And we've done different things over the years where, like, one year we did it where you drew a name for another family member and then you just got them presents, and that I liked it, but I didn't, because, like, I like being able to give, like, my brother's presents, my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then my dad totally ruined it, because he was the one who was in charge of having everybody draw names, and he rigged it so that he drew his own name, so nobody got him a present. He didn't want anybody to get him a present. Like, he's one of those difficult people where, like, you're like, what do you want for your birthday or Christmas? He's like, nothing. And, like, I'm not going to give you nothing. Like, just tell me what you want, but he won't. So then he gave himself a card that says, Merry Christmas, Dave. You can give yourself whatever you want. Like, it was just like,
oh my God.
Was funny, but it was like, well, we're not doing that again. But now, like, so now I have a niece who is like one in a few months. And I sent out an email to my family just today, actually. And I'm just like, can you guys all get me your list so I can get a head start?
Is this her first Christmas then?
This is her second.
Okay.
She turned one in May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One in and a few months, not one in a few months, sorry. But so, and then my older brother sent me an email and he's like, just get Lillian a present. Don't get us a present. Which, too late. I already got you guys stuff. So, yeah. You're getting stuff anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm one of those people where, like, I have been a proponent of this for years, where I would rather that we not give each other presents and, like, take a trip somewhere together. Like, I'd rather have that time with my family, especially now that Daniel's in California and Chris and Becky and I shouldn't say her name on the podcast. Sorry, Chris and Becky. I will edit that out. But now that they're in Chicago, it would be nice to, like, be able to, like, go to Aspen
for Christmas
or, like, meet Daniel in LA or something. But nobody seems to want that except for me. So, yeah.
Overruled.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't really go home for Christmas. I go home for Thanksgiving. Not really home, but I go to my mom's house for Thanksgiving, and then I stay close to home at Christmas time. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I like to buy presents, but sometimes I go, like, overboard.
Yeah.
And it's, like, unnecessary. I don't like getting people unnecessary things.
Yeah.
But then when you wait too long, then you're like, well, I guess I have to get this person this random thing that they may or may not like.
Yeah. I like doing the thing where I see something throughout the year and then I just buy it. Like, I have a closet full of gifts right now just because I'm like, oh, I think Chris would like that. Or here's something that I think Becky would really like. And then I just, like, stockpile them.
Nice.
Which is fun because I used to be a horrible gift giver. I was, and I fully attested this to my parents or my family. I know this already, but I used to be the person who would, like, give you a card that says, I owe you a magazine subscription to your favorite magazine. And then I would, like, wait a month to, like, buy the subscription because I couldn't afford it.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and then, like, I admitted it to my parents or my family, like, a few years after that. And Dan's like, yeah, we all knew that. We all knew that's what you were doing. So, yeah, I have kind of a reputation for being a horrible gift giver. I've gotten a lot better, though.
Yeah, you just know what you had to improve on.
Yeah. Well, it was more of, like, money. Like, you just didn't have any money. Like, well, you can't even pay your bills. And then, like, you have to give five people presents for Christmas. And, like, there's an expectation that, like, there's, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where it's, like, you can't just give, like, a $5 gift card. Like, you have to spend, like, $50 on a present. Like, you have to make it count. You know? And, like, not that my family's materialistic by any means. But it's kind of this like pressure of like, I want to give a nice gift and I can't, like, it'll make me feel bad if I give you a crap gift.
Well, it's pressure you're putting on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, yeah, you don't want to be the person who's like, sorry guys, I can't pay rent, so I also can't buy gifts. So I guess I'm just not going to pay rent and just give you gifts now.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not that guy. I'm just like, sorry, Brooke. But I'm here. Would you like a hug for Christmas?
Your gift is my present.
Yeah.
My presence is your present.
My presence is present enough.
Yeah.
Which isn't true at all, but.
It is, Jennifer. It's very true. Your presence is a present for all of us.
For the world.
For the world.
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
It made me laugh like a like a person that laughs like that. I was not going to say that, but I stopped myself because it's PC.
Yep, we are not going to name any names on this podcast. We're not going to get our chill, or we're not going to give our
Mine was just insensitive. I wasn't naming a person. It was a way, an antiquated way to say how someone is.
Oh, yeah, please don't do that.
I'm not. I didn't.
I know. You were thinking it, though. Well, it's the thought that counts.
Oh my god, I quit. I'm sorry.
I love how you keep resting your head on the mic. Mm. You okay?
Yeah, I'm not even like, I will admit to having a few beers this afternoon. But this isn't why I'm being like this. Well, maybe it is.
You want to talk about it?
No, I don't know. Nothing happened. Okay. Nothing happened, Amber.
Did somebody hear you, Paulson? Did somebody make you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, but that's normal. That happens all the time.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're not entertaining our guests the way you're supposed to.
I know. I'm not entertaining you or myself as much as I normally do.
Yeah.
I'm usually way more entertaining to myself.
What if I did the thing with this podcast the way that people do with YouTube videos now where like it's like all like chopped up like edit bits, but like do it in a way that
we do it
Tim
like
Tim and Eric, like a Tim and Eric sketch.
Yeah, can we do it? We'll call it The Time We Were Tired.
The Time We Were Tired.
Or we'll call it
Low Energy.
Low Energy Theater.
Low Energy Theater. Yeah. And it'll just be like long, awkward pauses and us saying like a couple things and then be like, yeah.
It'll be called This Is What Happens When We Podcast on Sunday Nights.
Yeah. We shouldn't do that anymore.
We won't do that again.
No. We can't.
We shouldn't. Yeah. We shouldn't.
We should avoid early mornings and late nights.
Yeah, and earlier, like, early mornings, like, I think I would have been top-notch, like, between 10 and 11.
That would have been a perfect time for me as well.
I think that I'm good after work, because I just have a lot of, like, weird energy.
Yep.
That's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Not after, a pretty relaxing Sunday.
I like our Tuesday night schedules. I feel like Tuesday nights are winners.
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just do Tuesday nights. Maybe this is the dip in the road. Maybe we're like, you know what? We have this one podcast where we were just like low energy and just talking real talk about celebrities. And you can expect more in-depth opinions and conversations from us when we do on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
This is like your break in between the brain busters that we've been giving you and the other podcasts.
And the extreme hilarity that just is a little taxing.
Yeah. Maybe you need a break from laughing so hard. Maybe we're doing it for you guys. You know? This is our service to you. We're giving your throat a break.
How often do people do that? Fall asleep on the... It's so nice and cold.
Don't you dare do that.
It's cold. At least I'm not resting
now you're
my...
just crossing a line.
My mouth on it. Gross mouth.
Just mouthing the mic.
Like daylight savings time.
Oh, daylight savings time is the worst.
This one I don't mind so much, but I do not like it much.
I don't like it. It upsets me. It used to really upset me as a behavioral therapist because when you work with children on the spectrum, some of them are very in tune with the magnetic fields of the earth. Like, they get thrown off by daylight savings time. And we used to have this mom all the time that, like, it would be 5 months after daylight savings. She's like, it's daylight savings. I know it's daylight savings. And we're like, that ship has sailed. Like, he should be fine now.
Yeah.
But they're, like, for initially, I don't know. I know it's hard on parents because they're like, kids don't recognize daylight savings time. We really should not be having it anymore. Like, the one thing that I will say that Arizona does right, and this is the one thing.
The only thing. Except for everyone having pools.
Yep. Everybody having pools in Sedona is pretty cool. Is that they have abolished daylight savings time. It makes no sense. It originated during wartime. It originated for farmers and to keep our houses dark undercover in case of raids. There's a billion other reasons why it used to work, and it no longer works. And we don't need to have it. It's bullshit.
You should make that your cause.
I should. Abolish daylight savings. That's what I'll ask our senators and elected representatives. I'll be like, what do you feel like when it comes to daylight savings? What's your platform on daylight savings?
I don't care.
We gotta get rid of it. We have to. Start a riot.
I don't know if I can be involved. I like it because it's not as dark in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's going to get dark in winter anyway. Well, yeah. I don't like it because it feels like it gets darker sooner, and that bums me out.
I would rather it be lighter earlier.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's also why I like summer.
I can't make these choices. I'm not making the sun go around the earth go around the sun. Wait, is that how it
Which
works?
One is it?
Oh, God, I don't know, you guys.
Jennifer's going back to school.
No, I'm not. No, no way.
I thought about it today. I'm like, maybe I should go back to school. And I was like, nope.
I thought about it. You know, I think about it kind of regularly, like off and on. Yeah. And then I'm like, mostly nope. But then I was like, now that I'm kind of like trying to find another job, I'm kind of like, maybe I should just be that douchebag that goes to school full time.
Yeah.
And just takes out like student loans and just has some fucking fun.
I've actually seriously been giving it some thought lately. Of just like, maybe I want to go back and finish up my degree. I feel like I let it hold myself back more than it should in actuality. But I also feel like it's the one thing that like, there's no reason why I haven't finished school yet. Like in total, complete honesty, like I should have my PhD by now, but it's just one of those things where it's like, I just haven't. I wanted to write and I wanted to like focus on that stuff and like school just wasn't, it didn't seem necessary.
It's not homework makes me fucking crazy.
See, but that's the thing is that like when I have been in school, like I have loved it. Like when I did online at St. Cloud State, like 4.0, Dean's Honor List, like all this other stuff, like I loved studying and I loved doing it. It just, then I kind of hit a wall where I was required to do an internship for a degree that I was already getting paid. Like I already had a job where I was like doing what I was studying and they wanted me to quit that job and do an internship. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but it was a requirement and it was arbitrary and whatever. Anyways. But so then I was just like, double birds as I'm walking out the door and being like, I'll check you guys later. Like I'm going to continue to get paid for this.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now I kind of am like, well, maybe I should just go back and finish it up and get it done with.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
It could be fun.
It could be fun. I really don't have that much longer to do. And like, yeah. I know I'm smart enough, Jen Paulson.
Oh, yeah. That's not even a question.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I don't have a degree because I'm not smart. I have a degree because I'm one of those people that used to think I was too smart for school. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not ashamed of being a community college dropout. I wear that as a badge of honor.
I had a fantastic time at community college when I lived in Hayward and I was bored and I was like, what can I do to fill my time? And I'm like, let's take some classes at community college and like explore different things. I had a great time. It was a great college. They call it a community college for a reason. Like it is a community. I think it gets a bad rap and it really shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's a great way to
it's fucking affordable. Jesus Christ.
It's affordable. And the education, if you pick the right community college, the education is still top notch.
Yeah.
And like I do, and maybe it's not like this with all, you know, like with Ember Hills or whatever, but like the one that I went to, like we did things as a school. Like they would put on like special community events that were amazing. And especially because it was on a reservation. It gave me an opportunity to learn so much about like Native culture, which is part of my like hereditary makeup. Like my dad's still a card carrying Native American. He won't ever call himself that because there's some issues there, but that is neither here nor there. But it's one of those things where like I won't learn about that culture and heritage from my dad's family, but at community college, I learned a lot about it from there. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was awesome. Like I got to see drum circles. I got to participate in like some of the like cool dinners that they do, ceremonial stuff. Like I heard some of the best speakers I've ever heard in my entire life. Like it was amazing. So yeah, community college. I wonder how much community college enrollment has skyrocketed since the show Community came out.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I always wonder about that. Like when Top Gun came out, I want to know the statistics of like how many people enlisted in the Air Force after Top Gun. I gotta feel like it was more than usual.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
you have, people are dumb like
I'm
that.
I'm sure those statistics are on the internet.
Yeah, I should find them. And community college. They just make community college look like so much fun. I love that show. It's one of my favorites.
I watched that show and I was always like, community college was not like this for me. This makes no sense. Because everyone would go to class and leave. Like, they had jobs. They had shit to do.
Yeah.
Study groups and being on campus all the time. Like,
that is true. There wasn't a lot of, like, fraternizing.
Yeah, that part I was just like, really? You guys would not be spending this much time together. At least not within the school. I could see them being like, all right, let's go study at Applebee's. We'll see you at 7:30. You know, just stuff like that, you know, or like Jimmy's Restaurant or, you know, Perkins or something, you know.
Applebee's was a big one. Yep.
Yeah.
In one of my towns. Yeah. Community and technical college. God, we were such jerks in high school. I remember that used to be a joke. But like, if you did bad at school, you'd be going to the tech college. And now it's like, dude, people who went to tech college are now making like tons of money. Like, that was the garbage can. Like, as mechanics or whatever. Like, you can make shit ton of money.
I wish I could have learned that.
Yeah.
Like, be the coolest chick mechanic.
I know. I thought about that. At one point, when I lived here before, I was like, you know, it would be kind of cool to, like, start, like, a chick mechanic shop. Where, because I think one of the things, like, being, I don't know.
Where we could swindle women, too. Because they right. trust us.
But they'd feel comfortable being swindled.
Yeah.
I just feel
Did
like
I get good coffee. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I just feel like have felt so uncomfortable getting my, like, taking my car in so many different times because, like, I think whether they meant to or not, like, I just felt really stupid and I felt like, and there were a couple of times when, like, I caught them, like, trying to sell me on stuff that I didn't actually need.
Yeah.
That I was like, it would be cool to, like, have, like, I don't know, just something, like, an alternative thing of, like, you can go in there and, like, yeah, lead mechanics. But that almost feels, like, more sexist than just being like, hey, guys, don't be dicks to girls when they bring the car in. Yeah. We're not stupid. Like, some of us do know what an oil change is and how often we need it.
Well, yeah. I don't know much about cars.
I'm glad that I have some mechanic friends to teach me stuff.
That's always nice.
Yeah. And on that note, we are almost at time. Yeah. Sorry. How do you feel about that?
I was gurgly, so I didn't want to open my mouth.
We're getting up close and intimate here on Pizza Rain.
Yeah, I'm like, grrr. Oh my God.
Yeah. It happens. It happens to a lot of people. Usually because people are lactose intolerant or they can't handle carbs. That's my deal.
I find that interesting because I was a gurgler.
Mm-hmm. I used to be too.
And I couldn't burp. And then my ex was
I couldn't either.
Now I can. And it's really, really a good thing.
See, when I'm on the Candida protocol, that doesn't happen to me. Which is nice. It's nice to know that there's a cure. There's a cure. There's a cure for gurgling.
There is hope.
There is hope. You too.
You're like, shut them up. Shut those little guys in your stomach up.
It sounds like monsters.
It does.
And like, little dragons.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to be really self-conscious about mine. And then, like, I'd be on a date or at a guy's house, and I could, like, feel it happening. And I'd get, like, so, self-conscious and nervous about, that I would, like, hold my breath, which would actually just, like, make it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, I'd tighten my whole body so it wouldn't happen, and, yeah. It was so uncomfortable.
It is. It's super uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then you'd, like, kiss a guy, and it would happen.
Oh,
and you're, like,
I know.
I'm not actually, I'm not burping, like, my stomach's just, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to stop and say that. I've done
yes,
that, like,
it's the worst.
Times.
I know. It's so awkward
and
uncomfortable.
You're like, I know.
Yeah. And, like, in the beginning, like, it's really cute. And then after you go out with them for 3 months, they're like, that's gross. And you're like, you liked it when we started dating.
Well, yeah, like, Jeff would just be like, just burp. Just burp. You know you can do it. I'm like, no, I can't. That's why I'm gurgling.
I actually have not been able to, like, make myself do that my entire life. Like, I think I've done it, like, once or twice inadvertently. But it's very rare and it really doesn't happen.
I'm getting better at it. Coke is good for it. Drinking Coke.
I don't want to do it. I'm just saying.
It's just, burping is nice because then it just gets a lot of it out.
Yeah. But I don't, yeah. If I'm eating when I'm supposed to be eating, then I don't experience it, which is really nice. It's a relief.
That's your reward. That's your reward.
It is my reward. I need to do it. God damn it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I will. Because it's all about being good to yourself.
Yeah.
And making good choices. Promo for my other podcast, which you can also find on mathstar.net and on iTunes.
I'm going to promote my other podcast, which is called Burying Amber's Body. Sorry.
It's not a real podcast.
That's not true.
That wouldn't be a very good podcast.
And I would
never.
Because
you'd have to watch it. You could just listen to it.
I'd have someone else do it anyway.
Narrate it. The play-by-play.
Yeah, I want someone good to narrate it. I was just recently watching something, and someone was talking, and I was like, I want you to narrate everything. But I don't remember who that person is, because I'm good at telling a story.
It's probably Anne Hathaway.
Well, I guess in this situation, to annoy you more.
That would deeply annoy me.
And
have her crack jokes. Remember when she was on Between Two Ferns? Did you see that?
No, because I just really don't care about her.
But she was on there with a variety of other people. I'm going to show it to you, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm like, you're just trying too hard. Like, stop trying too hard. Just be yourself, Anne.
Like, everything post-Princess Diaries.
Just be yourself, Anne.
You can try to be yourself, but I don't. Maybe she doesn't know.
Try to be yourself, Anne.
Maybe she doesn't know.
Maybe you don't know.
You can know yourself.
How are you ever going to
know
unless you try to be yourself?
You can know yourself. Know yourself.
It's the subliminal motivational podcast for Anne Hathaway. Yeah. All right, we need to go.
Thanks.
We need to go watch some Real Housewives.
Yes.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Pizza 14, episode 14 of Pizza Rainbow. For this and other great podcasts, head on over to mathishard.net. You can also subscribe to Pizza Rainbow on iTunes. You can also rate and review it, which we would love if you would do that. We also have a Facebook page. Head on over to Facebook, find Pizza Rainbow, and like it. Like it a lot. Like it till you can't handle it anymore. You can also follow us on Twitter, Tiger Beat Poet and Amber_L. Carter. See you again next week.